Hello, today is Saturday, April the 9th, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by Northcore Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster. Jeffrey is on vacation this week, so it's a little bit quieter here in the office. So for the week, corn. Spot corn was up $11, closed at $358. 2022 crop up $10. Closing at $339. Soybean spot up $24, closing at $754. And new crop closing up $21 at $660. Spring wheat closed up $24 at $445. And the star of the week was the winter wheats, closing up $32 for new crop at $441. So for the week, the markets were bullish across the board for all the major crops. May and December corn both made new highs on Friday. Demand factor remains very strong for corn. Basically what's supporting that is the war in Ukraine, unfortunately. Our good fortune is not so fortunate for others. So it's hard to tell, but Ukraine could still get a corn crop, but there is a lot of variability about whether they're going to be able to export it. And that's what's really driving the corn market, especially right now. So on Friday, the April WASDE report was released. As mentioned earlier, Ukraine remains still a major concern in the markets. The markets actually responded quite bullishly to a very neutral report. So some of the highlights from the USDA report, Brazil's corn crop estimate was increased due to some helpful rains that came in the last couple weeks. There is going to be some concern going forward about drought, though, especially in central Brazil. So we're going to keep an eye on that one. The estimates for the Brazil soybean crop were decreased as anticipated. They did go through some pretty dry conditions early on in the Brazil soybean crop. One of the surprises from the report on Friday, the USDA took 3 million metric tons off China's demand estimates, both for corn and soybeans. So it's kind of hard to tell if that's a response to the COVID news that's coming out of China right now. So it'll be interesting to see if that decrease holds going forward, or if it's just kind of a reaction, knee-jerk reaction for now. The USDA also increased China's wheat demand estimates by 4.4 million metric tons. India in the past hasn't been known as a big wheat exporter, but due to the uncertainty of the wheat crop coming out of Ukraine, India has been slotted as a potential new source of wheat supply. So that was kind of the highlights for the USDA report. Just a short little market update here for you this week. Jeffrey will also be gone next week, and then we'll have them back the week after. So thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll talk to you all next week. Bye for now.